In the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, a tribal militia has taken control of the town of Bunia, causing thousands of civilians to flee their homes. A UN official in Bunia says a Hema ethnic militia group, the Union of Congolese Patriots, took over Bunia Monday morning. According to the official, Patricia Tome, the Hema takeover has sent members of a rival ethnic group, the Lendu, fleeing the town because they fear they'll be attacked.
Many civilians, Walendu civilians, maybe are very scared of the UPC control and are fleeing the town, the militia. And it's not confirmed yet, but what is sure is that there are many neighborhoods, streets totally empty north of the city.
There has long been hostility between the Hema and the Lendu in eastern Congo, but it has worsened during Congo's 4.5-year war. Uganda and other neighboring countries, which have become involved in Congo's messy war, have been accused of fanning ethnic tension between the Hema and the Lendu for their own benefit. Fighting for control of Bunia started when Ugandan troops began pulling out of the town last month. There have been horrific massacres over the last few days. On Sunday, 12 people were killed, among them 3 babies whose throats were slit. The United Nations has a presence in the area, but only a small one, about 600 troops, and their mandate limits them to doing little more than handing out food. The troops do not get involved in clashes between Hema and Lendu. Ms. Tome agrees that the UN presence needs to be stronger, but she says it's also vital for Bunia's warring parties to sit down at the negotiating table, because the reason for the violence is basically political.
Today the UPC is taking control again after being kicked out of the town 2 months ago. Tomorrow the Lendu can come back, may come back, if they get some support and more equipment. So this is a non-ending story. Everybody has to take responsibility in order to stop this ongoing unfortunate tragedy.
Congolese President Joseph Kabila had called on all of Bunia's armed groups to meet in Tanzania on Tuesday, but it's uncertain whether the meeting will go ahead now that the UPC has taken control of the town. Katie Salmon for VOA News, East Africa Bureau.